The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Catching the football. They want to use their body. It's just a natural instinct as a human being, but you've got to learn to be able to put the ball in your hands. Your hands are what makes it possible. Your shoulder pads are hard, stiff. Your hands are tender, and they can move and caress the ball. That's kind of gay, but
hey. What the fuck? Was that from 96?
Yes, that was NIU. Playing time. Iowa.
I was gonna say that was like 96.
Yeah.
I am a sports.
And that is what is so crazy about, like, just today with, like, culture today is, like, if that happened today, that dude is fired on the spot. Like, they're gonna, ESPN is replacing him, like, at halftime.
Yeah.
Well, unless it is that one player that was, like, last year, the Iowa team, maybe the Colts or something. I'm probably wrong on that, but his last name is Faggot. Oh, the Texans maybe? Faggot?
I don't remember.
I saw yesterday.
Yeah.
But I bet they would still, like, just call it by the number.
Saturday.
No, they said it once, and they were like, he did one time say it, and then, yeah, it was number ever since. Yeah. And position. Good call. Yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta fix that.
So we gotta get around this.
We're gonna fix it.
There's a tallywhacker out there. I don't know if y'all know that. Yeah. There
is.
Maybe Ohio State.
Yeah. There's a lot of good ones.
All right, so.
Personal favorite, Bama, Bama fan.
You mean Kool-Aid. We gotta do that?
I like Kool-Aid.
I thought we'd done that.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and we got.
Sell our record town. just gonna go on. We're just gonna go on. We're just gonna go on. We're just gonna go. Ain't no wrong I can see for miles. And I've caught a while. Well, I've caught a while. Well, I've caught a while. Well, I'm gone.
Off the deep end, right? Big John's here, and like we're crafting a brand new show. We got somebody new to town.
I'm Mark,
and Mark is with us.
Yeah, he is a man about town. Been hanging out for a while.
Fits right into the mode.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think of Columbus so far, man?
It's homely, but it's gonna grow. It's gonna grow better as things grow. Food and stuff. Catch up with Jackson and what Deion Sanders is going. Maybe we gotta get something like that here. Get another superstar into the Star Bowl.
So I have a friend of mine who is a huge fan of the Auburn football program. He said he wants Deion so bad at Auburn he couldn't stand it.
I mean, him and Cadillac would be.
And I actually like that call. And Cadillac Williams is interim coach for Auburn. They gave State all they wanted. They went to overtime.
Yep.
And so that's the thing. We were talking about it.
They came in with power.
You might have been out there.
We might have heard in on it. I was behind a trash can.
Yeah, just outside. Yeah, yeah, just outside of Wilson's. Yeah,
that's what you do in Columbus. It's boring.
Yeah.
That's how boring I am in Columbus. I just listen on people's conversations.
Yeah. Every 45 minutes, just kind of take on off.
Yeah. Get your own break.
Yeah.
Right on. And Ole Miss fan was saying, I would hate to be Mississippi State this weekend because they got Cadillac Williams coaching. And when you fire a coach midseason, there's one or two things that can happen. It'll either completely demoralize the team or it'll give them a reason to fight. And you bring in like a celebrity figure, like, I mean, he was a great running back at Auburn, right?
Yeah.
And so
Hall of Fame there.
All the interviews and everything pregame.
Hype.
And dude, they went down like Mississippi State had.
I'm gonna tell you
24-3 at halftime.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you now. If Deion shows up at Auburn and makes another hit song like "Who Is Swag," there ain't no telling the recruiting class what Auburn will be. And I'm down with that. That's scary.
Yeah.
As Saban goes out, Deion comes in, brings the new dynasty, and switches around in state. That's terrifying.
There was a lot of hype, you know, around College Game Day coming to Jackson with everything that happened in Jackson. So Jackson State, that's where he is right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
homecoming brought over $13 million there. And then the next week, Game Day brought over $13 million there. And business people. it's going crazy.
And with the water problem they got right now, I wonder how that system held it.
That's the thing. Will he stay if all that money is stolen? Will he stay?
I think that's the biggest thing. There is no way. You know what's going on with Jackson right now, don't you?
I don't, you know.
If they let that money stay, he'll stay. If they don't, he's leaving. I mean, he's done everything he can do to fix it better than Tate Reeves.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so
if they steal it,
it's about a month ago now. The Jackson water system completely failed.
Yep.
And yeah, we're not talking like Brandon Flowwood out. We're talking about Jackson proper.
Complete failure.
And so, like, they're reporting it would take, did they say $1 billion to repair?
Oh, way more. And it's so, multi-billion dollars.
Dude, this has been in disrepair for years, and it finally failed. And with Jackson State, or prime time coaches, dude, homecoming brought $13 million. And then they had college game day there
the next week.
And so they're already struggling with water.
Yeah, and bringing all these people into town. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
That game day, they did Good Morning America in Jackson.
That's it.
They had everybody. Snoop Dogg, everybody. I didn't watch it,
but I wonder if they should have brought up that damn problem. It's like it should have a whole lot more.
Supposedly, by Phil and all them, it's fixed. But
nah, I know better.
Everybody in Jackson knows better. They're fucking drinking or cake drinking.
Yes, literal shit water.
Yes, it's literal shit water.
Literally,
pretty much.
And you know, right when it happened, I was like, this is the last thing the South, and specifically Mississippi, needs, is like for something like this to go down. I mean, I don't even think that Flint, Michigan ever got fixed, and that's been, God, what, a decade?
It's still at least, and just
for the North to have a joke on the South, specifically Mississippi, about having shit water at your capital, that's a bad look.
The same time Brett Favre and Phil.
Oh my God, let's go.
And that's all the same time. And then Flint, we just pushed that under the rug, just like Tate, Phil, and Brett. We'll push that under the rug. Like, nobody's talking anymore about that, are they?
Where did that go?
It was here about 3 days, then it was gone.
Well, some people are still fired up. Like, if we were to go out to the Princess tonight. And we get out there and get to
talk. Oh, somebody's still fired? One of 20?
No. Like, it's almost like throwing a little spark on a fire.
Oh, that's
like,
beautiful, though.
You start talking on that, everybody starts
talking. I do like fireworks. Let's go.
But it is that way, though.
People forget
that crap that quick.
Well, is it on your main media? Is it out there anymore? No.
It was for about
3 hours.
I mean, and you had the text between, like, Favre and a family member. This is going to look bad if it gets out. He was already acknowledging.
To his own fucking lawyer.
Yeah.
This is all out there. Whatever.
He's back to being Mississippi's good old boy.
All right. Man, he's celebrating.
This might get a poor stock on the crap list. But
that's good.
Supposedly.
That's good stuff. We are a crap list.
The Favres are known as the Felonious Favres in that little hometown they're from.
Yeah.
So they're not exactly stand up.
By Felonious, you mean they fuck each
Felony.
Okay.
Felonious.
So they're into the
I'm the, from the, here. Yeah. I did go away, but I'm yeah. not, I yeah. am from here. So yeah. I don't know what felonious means.
It's they are they're prime for that kind of lifestyle of embezzlement and shady dealing.
Oh. Okay.
And I cannot
and probably that is very probably the other way. Stuff too.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah.
That's felonious, in my opinion. If someone was like, hey, man, that's felonious, they'd be like, hey, y'all better quit that.
You better quit that shit.
Y'all better stop. We're camping over here. Quit that felonious business. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Something like that.
All right, I do want to spend a little time like talking about, you rode out with Mr. Campbell one evening to the new house, the house show a couple weeks ago. That's where we all met.
Yeah, where we all met that night.
Oh, yeah.
And dude, like you were helping Campbell. I was heading out to go meet you.
Oh, okay.
To pull you in, and Campbell, Mark had just pulled up. Okay. And they were toting the cooler in, and let me tell you something about Campbell. I bet if I was to speak his name, he might show up.
Come knocking on the door. No shit.
Don't say it. two more times. I don't know how many. It's like Beetlejuice. It doesn't say it enough. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't say it enough. Candyman in here.
Yeah.
Don't go look in the mirror and do it like a kid. He'll definitely show up.
He may show up.
He'll definitely show up then.
You want to play
that guy? I'm like, right, yeah, that's crazy, man. I've only been here maybe 3 months.
Yeah.
Well, 3.5. He found me quick. I feel like that shit.
Dude, and
just like anybody I find quick is clearly birds of a feather.
Yeah. Dude, we were together on the porch. I think we overheard just a little bit about what you were talking about. And I was like,
that's the guy.
I think that's our man.
Yeah, I think we know that guy already.
I mean, it's like birds of a feather.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. But that is Mississippi, too, though. You'll quickly flock into your flock.
Yeah, you'll find
your real goddamn quick here.
Yeah, because when you don't fit in somewhere, they let you know real quick.
So oh, yeah.
Dude, I grew up in Kennedy, just across the state line. Yeah. And, you know, same thing. It's a real small town.
Oh, yeah. And,
yeah.
And y'all are Philanius.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It's full circle.
You're Irish Philanius.
Yes. It's you. Also my birthday.
It's in the genetics.
Happy Quinceanera.
Happy Quinceanera.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, my beautiful red is turning 16. And
yeah.
You're a grown Mexican woman today. Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
I feel it.
You twirled that skirt good.
Oh, yes.
I wish there was video.
And I'm not
He
done.
Is in a skirt.
He does have a skirt on, yeah.
And their Miller Lite can has margarita in it for some reason because it says Quinceanera.
A little beer salt.
Yeah. I thought you just poured margaritas in a Miller Lite can just to feel at home.
Yes. Yes. That is actually what it is.
I saw it.
Yeah, nothing says Miller Lite quite like where we're sitting.
Yeah.
But dude, yeah, it's a small town, and growing up, like you said, it's even smaller, that more felonious.
Yeah.
But like, you quickly find the fold.
Oh, they flock to you.
Yeah.
In a strange way.
Same thing with the Porch Talk listeners and that. I do hate that we opened up by what we thought we might call y'all.
But we're supposed to be Porch Talkers.
You gotta admit, it is funny.
You can just do Porch Talkers.
Yeah, it's kinda lame.
Like zombies on porch.
I like porch heads though, dude. Yeah.
Porch heads.
I never noticed that tattoo.
My daddy.
But like, got the steely.
To back to the night that we met, dude. Face. It's like he showed up with Campbell, and like my, I kick it with Campbell a lot, so I knew if he was with Campbell,
I'm quick to disappear if it ain't.
Yeah. And then you show up, and next thing we're all kicking it, and like, dude, first night I was like, we gotta get Mark on the show.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about ways that we could, we're thinking about like getting away from the show of and off the deep end. To, like,
yeah, and moving it to something else.
To something new, something bigger.
I like that.
And
by that, we were talking about we could play Sorry. Well, I mean, that's bigger, new.
It's bigger and better.
John, where's the plate? Let's play Don't Wake Daddy while we're
oh, shit! Nah, Jenga. I'll get Jenga.
That's beautiful for mics.
Just increase the show quality a little bit.
Man, but yeah, it's... I don't know, it's crazy.
Has it been that way for you growing up?
Don't say that, yeah. No? No, it's Mississippi. Nothing's crazy, right? If you call it crazy, then like you gotta go crazy. Like that's just normal, I guess.
I guess it's
just, everything that's crazy, you like, gotta be like.
John,
that's
John's from across the state line too, and so we kind of have the same tail.
Oh, y'all are both Bama.
Yeah. Yes, but like we both like.
Well, I left.
We cut our teeth in Columbus, so like when it was time to drive, this was the closest big town. So this is where.
Oh, that's terrible! This is the closest big town.
Yeah,
it was that or Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
Tuscaloosa, roll time, baby.
But no, you got to go through Gordo.
You had to go through Gordo, and Gordo was a speed trap.
Yeah, that's just danger.
And so it wouldn't work.
But for the food.
Yeah, you're right. The food.
You can't tell me Tuscaloosa will beat the shit out of Columbus and food.
If you want to go out to eat for dinner,
everything in there.
You got Taco Casa.
Alabama, Birmingham.
Have you had Taco Casa? Yes. Have you had that yet?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank God.
Good.
I'm not like, I am from this.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you were from
here. I just moved back. We'll get into where I was.
Taking friends to Tuscaloosa. I remember I took my ex-wife, and I was like, there's this jamming Mexican like taco place in Tuscaloosa. It's only like it's got 6 locations in Tuscaloosa. It's the only place that exists. It's dope. And like she's not really into Mexican food or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, just trust me. And like we're going through the drive thru and she's looking at the menu and she's like, no, dog.
Nah.
I ain't happening. I got my order. And I took her over to Panda Express so she could get what she wanted. And I was like, do you want to try it? I'm telling you. I was like, don't be scared of it. It's like,
so wait, what,
all it is whitified Mexican food.
Yeah, it's just white people.
Oh, she wanted Panda.
She wanted Panda.
So you're like, all right, you can get that, but you still try what would be good. You should. We didn't have to do all this extra. Yeah. But you're trying to. I got you. That's good.
Yeah. And I couldn't even get her to try it. I was like, this is actually worse. You got to trust me on this.
Yeah.
No. And I do know some people that don't like Taco Casa.
I do know a few.
And I think they're insane. So I don't, you know, I don't really.
You're right.
I ain't with them.
Yeah, no.
You're right.
No. Yeah, if you don't like it, there's something wrong with you. There's not something wrong with Taco Casa.
Yeah, that's it.
So that's a good conversation, though. You went to 2 different fast foods in one night. Have you ever done like Arby's sauce on Taco Bell Chalupa?
Oh, now we're getting into some shit.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever done a horsey sauce on a chalupa?
Dude, a horsey sauce. Yeah, I do.
Or have you ever done the spicy 3 pepper Arby sauce?
Check this out. I got a desk at work. One of my desks, my top right desk, pizza. Is dedicated to the different sauces of restaurants.
Yeah. So you and know. So,
I got my collection started.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
Have you horsey sauced a pizza? Come on. That's the best.
We're getting into it.
I'll try that.
Oh, I'm in it.
Oh, look, his eyes wide up. He's like, oh, I've done, not only done that, I've topped it.
I'll never forget the time I popped my cherry. Someone has to introduce
Exactly.
Me.
It's like, almost like the french fry and a frosty. Yeah. Someone's got a private cherry just like a french fry when you're young. French fry, frosty,
every
boom.
Fast food restaurant's got their best thing and it's off the menu.
Boom.
You ever go to Chick-fil-A? Dude, you can get every possible meat. They call it like the monster.
No, that's Arby's. The Meat Mountain.
But Chick-fil-A has a thing too, to where you can
Of them have a hidden menu. You got to look up online for fat boys like us. We know what we're doing.
Yeah, and then you pull up there.
We know how to make good things.
Blow your friend's mind, and they'd be like, "What the hell? Let me get one of them."
I put the Arby's special sauce on a pizza and give it somebody. They're like, "What?" Yes.
What kind of sauce did you use?
Oh, you're doing one for the boys.
Oh, I give. I'm a giver.
He's a giver.
I love to
Felonious.
Make... Felonious. That's a felonious thing where you make sure your partner is satisfied first. And then I just cream on them. They're like, why would you jerk off on me after you gave me a pizza? I'm like, it makes me happy. And I'm glad that you're happy.
I gave.
And you're happy, so I got happy. We get it.
Yeah. We're in
felonious.
There.
Yeah.
Well, John, what
the vocabulary word of the day is.
Yeah. All right. Dude, we got to talk about Lance Arms.
So we came up with this measurement. It's just it's all measurement.
Beautiful. We're beating metric and all this. This is a new thing.
Yeah, we got tired of like the dick swing contest between metric and standard, so we just went Lance Arm.
Yeah.
So what's a Lance Arm?
Whatever you need it to be.
So it's a way, it's almost like Sesame Street. It's a place, it's a way to open shit.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
We don't know what it grows into because we never gave it a chance. It's on top of Burger King burgers.
Yeah. It's a thing.
There's a lot of uses for the Lance Arm.
All right.
Fluid.
So liquid. That's how I'm going to measure.
We've rated movies by the Lance Arm. I gave it 5 Lance Arm, and everybody's like,
Sounds about right. Sounds right.
Yeah.
That's about 5 Lance Arms.
See what I'm saying?
See, it just does measurement. It just is.
It will work for most people.
How tall did you say you were? About 6 Lance Arms.
6 Lance Arms.
Like, damn, Lance.
Fuck. How long was that? See, that's the thing.
All right, I'm going back to Lowe's. Take a shit. And that's every worker. They're like, oh, that sounds good. I'm going to go take a shit at Lowe's. That's where everybody goes to
take shit. It took you 25 minutes to take that Lance Arm.
It works.
Yeah, huh?
It works. It works.
That's minutes of land signs. It's
very felonious.
Yeah.
I'm getting more confused.
A felonious Lance arm.
It's everything.
You got to really open your mind.
Yeah.
We'll get back to it later. Yeah.
I think that rope's coming in.
That's the introduction.
We'll start.
I think so too.
That rope's starting to work.
Yeah.
See, it's rope-a-dope.
I think this might be clogged.
It's funny.
John, what is what was you thinking? Like as far as
me thinking,
the direction for the show.
Man,
I feel like we're already in it, so where should it go?
No, I'm not talking about this specific episode, but like, as far as like the overarching, like if we're gonna do like a three man, I think it's going pretty well.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things we can do, especially if we're playing a game, something so that like, because I am talkative and very loud. You're going to see that when you go edit it and listen. I'm a loud motherfucker.
I'm watching the bites.
It's good, you got right? me watching? Hold on, I can sign language.
No, I'm just
it's
like...
It's more just ghetto shit that I get shot. I get shot over for no reason because I don't know it.
So we'll have to watch
that's all wrong. Every gang is like, that's completely wrong. I'm killing them. But I try.
I don't know.
Y'all would have loved it one time in New Orleans. I was young as fuck. It's a bad night. But straight up, there was two different gangs stacking in the middle of this bar. And I just go walk between them, drunk, blackout drunk, not knowing I'm doing it. Walk out to the front of the stage, throw up, and turn around and walk out and get in. It was on Bourbon. Get in, you know how the trash cans are like gated and shit. I open the gate, pull the trash can out, get into it, close the gate, and go to sleep. 3 hours later, my buddy's fine because the police officer was like, either you get your buddy to y'all's place or he goes to jail. I was like 16.
Where is this at?
Bourbon Street. Fucking.
I was about to say, that just sounds
like that is Bourbon Street.
I was
16 or 15.
I was gonna guess Baton Rouge. That sounded like something that would happen there.
No, that's
that was like was a corn dog.
That's a
involved?
15 or 16 year old in Bourbon Street for his 40th time.
He's got a story about Bourbon Street.
Oh, Bourbon Street's. I got a bunch of New Orleans,
dude.
Nasty.
He's got like a scary one. Like he wrote me.
Oh
like,
no!
He wrote me like
there's
the next
a lot
day,
of scary.
And he was. I think he shared this. Might have shared it on a previous episode, but like.
Drank some absinthe and got lost and
oh yeah,
was just walking down Bourbon to into hotels, just like
to the Harris, then
trying to figure out which hotel I was staying in. But before all this, dude, fucking homeless guys helped me out. They gave me like oatmeal cream pies, dude.
Bad
it was
idea.
Like it was great. They were fucking nice, man. They thought I had lost all my money at the casino and was, like, just kind of fucked out there, you know? So, I was bleeding and shit. They gave me bandages.
Were these the vamps?
I was still...
Is this a vamp story? Because I have a vamp story, too.
No. Okay, these were just homeless guys taking care of
me. We're in the left section of your car again.
There are vamp people there. Go ahead.
Yeah, they just took care of me, man.
They're stupid.
Oh, yeah, the event people fucked them.
Yeah, I'm going to fight them. But go ahead. Yeah, no, I thought they were them fucking with you. Like, they wouldn't
no,
do this
no, 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 they were
especially
right.
If you're bleeding, you're like, I'm bleeding. Oh, yeah, of course, fucking fans.
Yeah, no, dude, it was great. But I was fucked up.
Yeah.
And I'm just walking around New Orleans.
You might have asked what were you fucked up on? Jokers?
No.
Just or hurricanes? Or what they?
Absinthe, right?
Oh, absinthe, that's right.
Yeah, I drank just a lot of absinthe and beers.
Okay.
Few shots.
I know LSD big, or something. Big part of, dude, sometimes. Fun stuff.
He's got another story to follow up. You gotta know. Dude.
I'm in this one. That's
Man, I walked about 17 miles and never left the French Quarter.
Oh, on your watch?
Yeah, like I was walking 17 fucking miles.
You ever doing a marathon?
I fucking
what time is this?
The pilgrimage.
Is this like daytime?
This is all night long.
Oh, God. You're doing a nighttime marathon through,
through the worst part of
town. Garden District, French Quarter. Back around. Oh, there's the Harris again.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, like, there's the church. There's the Harris. There's the church.
I was too fucked up to know the Harris. I'm like, there's that
what about the big
church?
Building
again?
The garden.
No, dude, the absinthe. I was absinthe. I drink a lot of
you're
that.
Just going, man.
Yeah, I was
circles,
just douche,
baby.
Douche, running. We're not running.
Nah, oh, you're running. No, okay,
just
no,
walking
no, okay.
around, like, going into gas stations and getting 24-ounce coolers. I went back and watched the Snapchat stories from all this shit a little while back because it was just recently the anniversary, like 3-year anniversary of me doing that shit.
Nice. Yeah. So this is recent. This is COVID.
It's a big
one. Wait, this is during COVID.
Before COVID. Before COVID.
Oh, right before, like exactly before COVID. Yeah, right when you could last time do
there's
this.
There's a time warp with that.
You were the last one that was allowed to do that in New Orleans. That's a privilege.
Yep.
Like, that's amazing.
We went down for an Incubus concert. I didn't go to the concert. I just went down and fucked up.
Had to be Jazz Fest.
They're back.
No, it was just Incubus.
Yeah, they're back.
Right. They were at the Hard Rock.
I told you. It doesn't have to be a fest. They're back. Wicked. Go ahead. So then,
man,
you made it.
Yeah, I made it. And the people I was staying with in the hotel
didn't make it.
No, they made it.
Well,
they were just
about you.
They were so pissed at me because I was like bleeding from my head by the time I got.
Why are they mad at you for bleeding?
Well, they thought they didn't
what
know
kind
what
of friends.
Yeah, they're like, you fucked up the mattress.
You're an asshole. Stop bleeding.
Like, I didn't know
fuck
I was
this hotel.
Bleeding.
I'm bleeding.
Like, I didn't know I was bleeding.
You need new friends at the end of that story. What?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, fuck.
I thought it was going to be some of those homeless vamp fucks.
Yeah, no.
When you said blood and all that, and they're like, oh, he's hurting. And they'll come out and be like, oh, we're not, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll try to like, hey, come with us. Do this.
Yeah, come with us. And we'll have fun. Yeah.
They can you're like, no, man.
No, I'm good, brother. I'm good on all of that.
Yeah, I'd run out and beat them with brooms.
No shit.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's like chasing off raccoons in Mississippi.
Yeah.
They're like, they run off, yeah, like stupid ass.
That's bear. Great,
dude. Yeah, they're fucking dumb. They're really dumb.
Yeah, well, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back.
I do.
Felt like I had to do something and then I forgot it. Dude, I was really high earlier today. Dude, that was yesterday. I even thought I was really high the day that I thought this happened today. But this happened yesterday. I told him about it.
This?
No, about something else. Check it out. Well, now it's stupid. I unbuckled the seatbelt that I wasn't buckled. Have you ever done that?
Oh, shit. No, I've tried to buckle up and I was already buckled.
Nice. See, it's the same feeling, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever unbuckled? You never even buckled up, but you're like, all right, I gotta go.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I tell you, it's worse than that.
You peed your pants when you tried to open the door. I feel you.
I've done it. Yeah, it's happened.
I didn't mean the worst I've had.
Never trust a fart.
Never ever.
I've never trusted one yet.
never do that. Oh.
You gotta hold those in.
Now the worst part is like as far as like forgetfulness or like just doing something again, looking for something
that you've already found.
Or it's already on you.
Yeah, or you got
like,
it in your
maybe
hand.
You went to go look for it, you found it, you put it in your pocket real quick, and then it was like, did you find so and so?
No.
No, and then,
you went and looked in the same spot you checked already for it and didn't find it.
It gets more lost.
It's not there again.
It's in your pocket.
Yeah. It's in your pocket, man. Yeah. It's there the whole
time.
That's
actually worse. Yeah. Then you get like, you pull it out, and you're the butt of that joke.
Yeah, no, you're like, you dumbass, you had it the whole time.
Well, the first time I didn't.
Yeah.
But that's the cope. Like, how you cannot explain that. And plus, like, this is a big thing. Is, like, the difference, and I see it on social media, I think this is one. It's like a detriment. It leans more toward the females, especially, like, if you're seeing, like, the reels and the stories and just some of the things that go on, like, Twitter or Insta or Facebook, whatever. TikTok especially. Is, it's always an... the posts or videos are about approval.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And self-fulfillment and all that.
You want somebody to co-sign on your bullshit.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
This is the smell of a warm, three-day-old egg salad sandwich in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But every time he posts on them.
Yeah, right. But like a difference, like, and what I've really enjoyed about like tonight, and especially what we've done here on the recording, is like they give each other shit. And I think that's like why the guy dynamic is so different. It's like because, okay, I have a friend, she is transgender. She's, I fucked that up.
They?
He.
He?
Okay. Now.
Now I'm getting confused. Okay. Keep going.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you explain it to you. This would be the best.
But if he was here, can't take it.
No.
Can't take the criticism.
I know
can't
a super cheeky chick that's straight, but that could overrun
the boys. Maybe it's by the person.
It's a person thing.
That's a personality.
Because, I mean, that's how the boys grow. I mean, think about, like, we all have friends who've been in the military.
That's how everybody grows, though.
Yeah, you taking shit.
Girls have brothers. They take shit.
I don't know. Like, I mean, why is everybody so fucking offended?
Everybody's so fragile now, man.
I don't know. That's just because it's easy to be that way.
It's just good to play.
It's just
part.
No. That's just the simpler. It's just the simple option. You know, it's the easy way out. Like. And now that it's acceptable to take easy way outs, then why not? Just fucking...
Yeah, we got a cop-out now for anything.
Yeah, everything's easy. A cop-out. Like, and why not take it if you're gonna, if it keeps getting condoned? It's all, from
yeah,
both sides.
Nobody's
it
stopping
gets
it.
Condoned. Nobody's yeah. going to stop. They're going to support it, if anything.
Check this out. Like, with all the sexuality that we see, like with the reels and everything that happened on the, or the stories or whatever else, if you look at the percentages, maybe it's all lying. I think people are more polyamorous than ever. But a lot of people, like the studies that are being done, these people are more asexual than ever.
And sleep
with I think.
Wait, asexual? Like they can.
They're not having sex.
Yeah.
Or they're fucking themselves.
I mean, honestly, I've been more of that lately than anything because it's just the world's crazy. There's nobody. It's hard to trust anything, anybody, any. Everybody's out the game nowadays. Than it used to be more give, or it has always been gained from most parts, but
more people were more. I think
that's a tough way to go, buddy.
Yeah,
way to be a dickhead and just make it tough on everybody. Yeah, I jerk off. If that's what you're asking,
no,
I jerk my dick.
How do we
if you're
this?
Going from a hard a hard question to ask if I jerk off? Yes, sir, I do because I don't have a girlfriend.
That wasn't the question.
But that was the answer you were going for.
But, I mean, now
more people are doing that. Is
that's
what you're
yeah,
saying.
That's what I'm saying. But and they're not even looking for like.
A, yeah, because it doesn't even seem to make sense anymore since it's gone to social media and this like out crazy,
I talked
outlandish bullshit. You're getting, and when you do that, you're now getting like I said, cards exposed and shit. And you got to go replace them. It's a nightmare. Dating isn't like dating.
Yeah, no, you got
in the early 2000s or the 90s.
Dude,
I have
most serious shit that I had. The latest one I was in. It was at the.
Was it a Tinder? Or did...
No.
Okay.
But like, all the it happened natural, but I just thought of like several jokes for that.
But, if you're trying to tell me how you jerk off right now, please. You're like, it's natural. Right? And it was with some baby lotion.
I had the My parents were there.
It's, I love you. Dude, I make my own.
It's your Ken Sierra. I don't care what you do right now. Just don't do it. We don't have cameras. You're doing it audibly right now.
Yeah.
And we have to watch. Not everybody else.
And he unbuttoned his pants. The zipper unzipped.
And this is what I do about it.
But no, I just completely saw all the symptoms of what everybody's been grapping and bitching about. It's what is the point?
And this maybe is it the point of marriage now?
No, it's not.
Is marriage
anymore,
too crazy now because of government? Now it's we think everything about
I'm having a hard time remembering the name of the law that was passed.
Type of commitment?
The no-fault divorce.
Is it a commitment?
Just to where someone could just leave and take half your shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then people get offended
that's
why you
saying,
might want a prenup.
You don't want that commitment. Yeah. So it's a commitment thing.
So I mean, and then you think about how the world works right now. It's why is anyone remotely interested in what I'm doing?
So anytime anybody says how the world works right now, that is so broad. Think how the world, works right now. I know people right now that have kids with no social securities that are living happy. It's no marriage, but they have been monogamous and have kids with no social security. You know, the world right now, how it works is not how it works. When people say that. The world doesn't work in any way. The world's weird as fuck. The
world is weird.
Yeah.
How it works here is not how it works everywhere. And that's where it's the world's cool as fuck. We just got to catch up with the world. We're all in our own little sections of the world thinking we're cool. If we could all just catch up as the world is cool, then we're all cool. You know what I mean? If everything was oh, that's normal.
What's the latest thing that you went to? It was just kind of random, maybe a show or a fest or
Jerry Jam 25th Annual Bath, New Hampshire this past year? Yeah, last year.
Was it the first event that had been put on in that
No,
size
it was
the
25th. It was no. But it was a 25th annual, and it's in a small place, but no cell phone. So they got ambulances that take people from their parking spot to campus spots and shit. And it's the jambulance and all that. Oh, yeah, dude, it's the sickness. I mean, you had JGB band, you had it was nasty.
Nice. Yeah.
It was just random though. And in a spot where nobody you're not getting cell service for 13 miles in any direction.
That's one thing cool. I've thrown three music festivals at my house now in Kennedy. It's middle of nowhere, service is sketchy, can tell you.
Yeah.
But that's some of my favorite memories. And when I think about the last show or concert I went to, I think about a Jack White show or Dave Chappelle, to where they require you to put your phone in a bag and you don't access it while you're in there.
Oh, hell no.
You don't like that?
I don't go to those.
Dude, that's where it's at.
Bro, I got kicked out of a place for dancing to a Bella Fleck concert because I was dancing. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll never go back to this venue. That's crazy. And I paid, $165 for that thing. It came with food before. It's fancy. But because I stood up from my seat and danced a little jiggle-wiggle in my booty from a few beers.
What the? I mean,
bro, you gotta go. And I was man.
I don't think we're talking about the same show.
No, it was a Bella Fleck effect that was in a venue. Venues that I won't go back to because of that type.
No, I'm talking about just for the representation of an experience, to where the point of the festival I threw in Kennedy was your cell reception probably wasn't great, to where you really wouldn't be on your phone.
Oh no, that's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And you still have your phone when you go see a Jack White show or a Dave Chappelle show. I just recently watched Steve-O at the Singer.
Yeah.
If you access your phone and they had security working, if they saw that phone out, they were going to take your phone because Steve-O commanded, if you try to pull out your phone and record this or take a picture, you'll get kicked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Announced it.
Did you get too much an NDA or something?
it needed to be treated as an experience, and because like it had worked so hard on that, that he didn't want it for like on somebody's Snapchat or whatever else.
George Lopez.
I hate that shit. I hate when there's a concert that a lot of my fucking friends go to, and I have to sit there and flip through the whole fucking concert on their Snapchat feed.
Well, it lets you know that they were on their phone the whole time that they were at a concert. Like, why didn't you? Why did you take your phone in the first? Why did you pay money?
Yeah, why didn't you pay money to play?
You were here to watch this, and you didn't watch it.
Yeah, and you did it on Snapchat too. Like, it's gone tomorrow.
I love it,
dude. I think the last big one was Jelly Roll when the concerts are.
A lot of people at panic shows will learn. Like, you bring out your phone could get lost. Especially if chili water comes on, it's like, fuck, I thought that was a water bottle, and now I threw it. I threw it at JJ, I'm sorry.
That's a great tune, by the way. Great.
You see what I mean? Yeah. Like, don't bring out your phone at some shows. Yeah, it could get lost.
Like, you might easily. Never see it again.
You will never see that again. God bless it. It got good footage. If you can only see it again, you got some good stuff.
I was going to say, hopefully it updated to the cloud.
Yeah.
Hopefully it went to the cloud.
Oh, my God.
Dude, if you get on the... if you can GPS it on the bus, they're, like, selling weed from your phone on, like... on fucking Silk Road again.
You just started.
No one Silk Road's watched. They're like, fuck it.
You just started up their next business venture.
Yeah. Oh, well, when Blast Spread Panic probably already does for the past 25 years. Oh, yeah, we collect fans' funds and sell weed through their accounts. They've probably been doing that. You saw Squidbillies.
How many times do you think you went and saw Grateful Dead or some iteration of it?
Dude, I never got to see Jerry. Jerry died when I was 7. I'm 34.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, iteration.
You know, oh, Jerry, dude. Did you ever see Dead & Co?
Fuck Dead & Co. I go to J-Rad, baby. I'm a J-Rad.
Joe Russo's almost dead.
I'm J-Rad since that happened.
He's going to be, at Red
J-Rad
Rocks.
All day on that.
Yeah.
Joe Russo's almost dead way back.
I'm Fish Panic. Fish and that's the strange thing about me. I'm actually both, so I'm hated and loved.
Yeah.
But it's a strange feeling when
they don't belong anywhere.
They like touch my butt and they're like, no, yes. And then they touch my nuts and they're like, no, yes.
It's kind of felonious.
Either way, it's very felonious. It gets felonious. I'm very felonious at shows.
Damn you, Brett Favre.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. What a felonious motherfucker.
What are your thoughts on Tom Brady?
What about some Tom Brady?
I think he's the GOAT, but I'm glad he's playing this season. And he just broke.
Glad he's playing this season.
He broke two records.
You're talking about the fumble or the sacks and the interception. He did the interception. He broke Ben Roethlisberger's interception one last week.
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe he should have retired. You know, he shouldn't be out there.
I think Giselle agrees.
Yeah.
And his family. When's my daddy coming home? He's out getting smokes in Tampa Bay.
I'm telling you, I used to like... that season he won the Super Bowl, that should have just been it.
He should have left.
I could have sworn. I tried to tell everybody, they wouldn't believe me. I was like, look, his wedding ring went with that Super Bowl toss from boat to boat. And I saw the ring go in the water and the trophy make it. Nobody believed me, but I was like, yeah, I saw it. Shit went right in there with it. What would you do if Giselle was like, maybe come home and touch these legs?
I don't know. She got a...
Oh, my Lord. You're like, I got to go throw touchdowns, honey. I can't
she,
do it.
She got to freak me the fuck out, for real.
In a good
shit,
way?
With that witchery shit. Like,
does she do witchery?
The crystals and...
Does she drink baby blood?
Incense and...
She do baby blood?
Probably.
A little drink problem. I mean, she's a model.
That's Victoria's Secret, ain't it?
Yeah. Number one.
Secret number one?
Number one.
Maybe not.
Number two, anorexia.
You better enjoy that last meal. Whatever.
Keep that secret.
You overcome that, gives you some bulimia.
Yeah, that's secret three. Isn't this a, there's like a code to it, like NATO's
bulimia.
Oh, that'd be a good one, dude. NATO's alphabet code for fucking eating disability. The alpha bravo.
Oh yeah.
This is Victoria's Secret, baby. A to Z. The A to Z Victoria's Secret?
Yeah.
For NATO?
I'll tell you how to make it.
He's like, what? Dude, the bong came out. That's what I'm talking about. Bong came out. That's what I'm talking about. Did we get that?
Yeah, we
get that. Okay, good.
Yeah, that's
that's my face.
Yeah. You do your thing, brother.
Did you get a bite?
Yeah.
Nice. So you're Alabama fan.
We should have had some chicken wings. Oh, yeah.
I was working through this day at work while I was in Starkville.
And you got touched by one? We tend to do that.
I get it was a little felonious.
It was fun. Yeah. But we tend to do that. It's all in fun, roll time.
It caught me off guard. And you could say touched by an angel.
That's but, what I call it. Touched by a savior.
Right when I made eye contact, I just knew.
I'm in love.
You fell in love.
Dude. You said Denny Bryant's my place that I want to be buried. Ashes on the. They don't allow it, but you know what to do.
It's gonna happen.
Make it happen.
You're the only guy I can trust.
Don't worry.
My brother, he told me I was done.
God, please tell
me
you're an Auburn fan, because that's exactly where I'm putting your ashes. Is in Denny Bryant Stadium, 50 yard line at midnight when they don't know. You're like, God damn it, now I gotta watch every year when we get our ass whooped. You get a good seat, dude.
Hell yeah. Better than any camera.
Front row.
You're like, oh no, all over me.
It's your purgatory.
Front yeah.
to your
You're
pit.
Welcome, baby. Love you. Love you, A-Train.
Oh, my God.
All right, go ahead with your story about being touched by an angel.
Yeah.
That's about it. I know, that was your first time in Tuscaloosa? I remember my first, exactly, just like that.
I'll tell you like the
for some reason it was Penn State's coach touching me in Alabama. I was like, I still love it here.
I will tell you, like latest we went to the homecoming Mississippi State. They were playing, and we went over to Druid City Brewing. You ever had Druid City Brewing?
Never been there,
dude. What are you doing?
Yeah,
what are you doing this weekend?
Oh,
let's take a trip over there and go have some beers.
Let's do it.
We'll watch some football. It's in Tuscaloosa.
It's
our people.
God's country, where we get felonious.
So, dude, they had the audacity. They got like,
they got audacity.
You got the Boy Scouts out there charging $20 to get in that lot. All you got to say.
Wait, Boy Scouts? Yeah, to get in there and lot. And you pay $20.
Like, no. I'm about to give the people the solution.
How many Boy Just Scouts do you get to get?
Five.
Five max.
All right, good. As big as your car.
Yeah. 20, hey, for $20, that's pretty.
Well, yeah, that's pretty good deal.
That's like the Catholic.
If you came with your pump truck, a trunk pump,
you get a discount. You get a discount if you're Catholic. You get a discount if you're Catholic. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rabbi. What were you saying?
Yes, Rabbi. You get out of it. Just tell me you're going to visit the brewery.
Yeah.
And I just recently learned about the secret trail that cuts through. Shout out to Bo Hicks and everybody at Druid City Brewing. Seth.
Rest in peace.
Tyler.
Go ahead.
R.I.P. to me.
We love you.
And,
uh, This song is dedicated to you.
But there's a secret trail that cuts through that saves you a whole lot of time. You don't pay $20 to park. You go walk the back trail.
Go out and listen.
What the hell is that?
That's a cherry, man.
I don't want any of that.
It's vegetable food.
It's alcohol.
It's got alcohol.
Quinceañera, dude.
It's got alcohol in it, child.
I don't know what they do in Mexico, man. You're Irish, so you would know.
Of course.
Go ahead, the trail. I'm listening, man.
You go through the trail.
You're getting distracted.
Next thing you know, you're at Brighton. It's about a 10-minute walk.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's just it's a pretty dope day.
Yeah?
We'll go check it out Saturday.
What's the fucking... Yeah.
They're going to be at home.
Wait, Saturday?
No, they're going to be in Oxford. They got to play.
Yeah, we're not going there. Dude, I got bored here and was fixing up four wheels and flipping them first, like...
What's happening?
2 months. I was here.
Kind of gets four.
You remember, dude. I came here, like, basically from Maine.
Oh, yeah?
And... Yeah, I was bored as shit, so I was buying four wheelers and flipping them. Because, yeah. And now I got one I didn't want to flip, so I just stuck with it.
What do you mean by flip? You talking about like cutting the flip or like flipping it? Or like
flipping it over?
I guess I could flip any four wheeler. Trust me. But, no, like, you know, buying it, turning it over, fixing it and turning it, and then getting another, fixing it, turning it.
But you don't like
making nothing, just fucking, there's nothing to do in Columbus, man. That's how y'all found me. Like, you just dropped it,
man.
It's Columbus, baby. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful time.
You bet, yeah. First, it was like, yeah, Raptors and Badges fast shit. And then I traded for this badass sportsman that's more trail riding and stuff. And I was like, I think I like this.
What'd you think about Jurassic World?
Oh, man, which one?
Any of them.
Don't get me started, because my nephew gave me shit about being a dumbass on dinosaurs, but still I had feelings. He didn't care about none of them, because he's 7.
I enjoyed Jurassic World, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which, the first one.
They brought everybody back.
All right, not to spoil alert, but... Where the Megalodon eats the bad.
If they the hate that you spoiled, they can tell John.
Yeah, they tell me any complaints come to me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Spoil the shit out of it.
Yeah, spoil
it's their fault.
Yeah, who cares? They should.
Yeah, you should watch this by now. Yeah. All right, next I'm spoiling Titanic.
Yeah, they can tell John.
I'm
gonna
spoil
Titanic like
next. So if you haven't seen it, it sinks. But. The bad T-Rex gets eaten.
Tell how the story ends. Really spoil it.
Yeah, really tell them the truth.
How's it end?
Oh, the old lady's still alive. That bitch is still alive because she killed...
Hell yeah.
She killed Dio.
Fuck yeah.
Why would you kill Dio, man? Dio was in his prime. He was just tarred. Well, no, he was younger tarred and great. Gilbert Great. But Dio...
God, did you just say younger tarred?
I mean, he was a tart in that, but he was a younger tart. I like to imagine, so y'all will kill me, but literally, I like to imagine that's a sequel to Gilbert Grape, and he's on the side of the
internet
convincing this girl to fuck, and he gets a fuck and dies. You can fiddle there, Gilbert, get up there. And he's like, no, I got my sex, I'm on that. And he sinks. But she's still alive, that sneaky bitch. And she threw that diamond. You know we could have used that diamond for Mississippi. Dude. Like, Chuck Wade would have had fun with that diamond. Or Phil, or Tate.
Even all of them would have been like,
yeah, that's a that sweet diamond. Ass diamond. Let me sell it. They're going to go to gold.
I'm going to tell you in order, like, my favorite, like, actors playing, like.
Don't even lie, Nick Cage. I can see it in your face. You're a Nick Cage dude.
I like Nick Cage.
See?
I don't lie.
Nick Cage.
You see my Cheddar Goblin?
Is it Nick Cage? I'd be like, I knew it.
It's like the actors I think play the best retard.
Go.
Adam Sandler, Waterboy.
All right, my turn. Fucking radio. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh,
You got one, John?
Y'all got the best two, man, you bastards.
No, keep going. No, we can keep going. You got another?
Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump.
Oh, of course. Wait, would you? Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Rudy?
Rudy?
Ben.
He's like, no, he's just short.
Ben, Ben Stiller, Sybil Jack.
Oh, fuck. That's number one. That's number one.
I didn't. Sybil Jack was a little
one.
Too
that's
cutthroat
fair,
for
dude.
Me.
That's not fair. Wow, where to win that game?
Sybil Jack, Sybil Jack don't exist, man.
Sybil Jack is the best.
Sybil Jack was a movie commercial inside a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Tropic Thunder.
No, you had plans.
You make me happy.
He had to do it to save his life.
Yeah, yeah, liar.
Oh, that's a god. That's a great one. Hold on, do I get time? Because I can come up with one. Like, oh, Ben Stiller, Zoolander.
Zoolander. Was he tarted?
I mean, you
what is this? A school for ants?
He can't turn left. He literally can't turn left.
I think I got the black lung.
He can't turn left, remember? And then when he does save the world, the only thing she notices is like, you turn left.
All right, not to buy time.
Beavis and Butthead.
Name a Ben Stiller film that doesn't have a bathroom joke in it. Something to do with a toilet. Have you ever noticed that with Ben Stiller films?
There's always something about a bathroom.
Meet the Fockers, Meet the Parents.
What's the fat kid?
Did the Heartbreak Kid have a bathroom scene in it?
He had a nervous moment in a bathroom.
Dodgeball?
Do you think it come from Dumb and Dumber?
Dodgeball?
Had a nervous one in that.
Yeah.
Do you think it came from Dumb and Dumber to where, like, the famous...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you acted it out for audio.
Yeah, for audio.
That was really good.
Yeah. Well, let's just give y'all a reference.
Yeah, we were
that was beautiful. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that was, that's iconic. That is an iconic.
Have you ever noticed, like...
I've never been in a bathroom think of it, but to me, that's iconic.
Like, I think, like, comedians in movies use props in different ways. Ben Stiller is a big fan. Like, if you think of a room... He really likes using the bathroom. Remember when he was jerking off and there's something about Mary and he has the cum in his hair and then she uses it for hair gel?
Yeah.
It was like on his ear.
Yeah.
He was jerking off before the first date and he didn't know where the cum went.
That's a pre-bus.
You like to say that's what he normally does in real life?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. But,
I mean, he might be a little felonious. I don't know.
I was going to say, we can call him up and be like, hey, man, can we watch your feloniousness?
We need to see.
We want to learn.
What is you ever seen the movie The Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
I think I've tried to watch
that. Is there a bathroom in there? But that was like real city.
That was
serious.
That was a serious one. That's what I was about to say. Yes, there is. If you think.
Like, I don't think because I don't watch that much like you.
Yeah, that's not. I'm not.
You
a big
have
Ben
Stiller
fan.
Bathrobes and towel bath towels.
Yeah, it's kind of felonious.
It is.
A little bit.
It's cute.
All right. What do you think about like Adam Sandler comedy? So like he's always the lovable loser is always a trait.
Yes. Yes.
That's
always that's how you go through. And then that's always a go through. I don't know. It feels like it's gotten downhill with him.
Yeah. You don't like his serious things.
I don't know. And it seems like
did you watch Uncut Gems?
That was good.
Did you watch the one where he was like the basketball recruiter? The latest one?
No.
I can't think of the name of it.
Hubie Halloween.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. Like, it seems like that type film
has
been
like
going
that.
Downhill.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But the series, yes. I saw Uncut Gems. That was crazy.
I'm not talking about like
But that. He played, let's call it, he played a Jew and he loved, like, he's going to do the Jew thing, like.
Yeah.
He did a great job. It was an amazing thing. But it was kind of typical him.
Dude, I'm...
They did a lot of typical things him to make a little bit of it.
There's trios
in the serious parts. Like, he did a lot of the same serious stuff.
I'd keep three films of him, like, permanently. It'd be Billy Madison.
Yep.
Happy Gilmore and Waterboy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, easy.
I like
now. Nicky. Granted, like Big Daddy and
Little Nicky, man.
Little Nicky.
You forget about it. You sleep on it.
Cause it's like he hides it. Hold
and
on.
All that.
Little Nicky is so hard to find. We had to order it before online ordering was a thing. We had to order it from a movie store.
Damn.
Just to get it. It wasn't even like being printed anymore.
Why do we think he's hiding it?
I don't know. I've been trying to rewatch it every chance I get, but now it's on Netflix.
You think there's a truth in there? That's like there is. Satanic truth? Like spin it backwards and something's gonna
there's gotta be cool. There's gotta be something in there they don't want
out. That's the thing. We need the album on vinyl, original from the year it was made, and then we spin it backwards.
I got
what do y'all say? We might have found something hidden in the drinking blood we were talking about earlier with your girl Giselle. You know what you like.
Yeah, I mean,
but you said you would still throw touchdowns.
Bloody Mary, that's what he used to call her.
Would still throw touchdowns. And you wouldn't go home to Giselle.
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
You're going to throw touchdowns in Tampa.
Yeah,
I don't blame you. There's Tampa. Those beaches. Woo.
Yeah,
fuck
it was,
Giselle.
Yeah, it was,
Giselle, you're a little older now. I know you got billions, but. Those legs, no, nah, man. Giselle's fine.
You brought it back, dude.
She's fine. Forgot.
How long did we get away from that?
Hey, man, it's a callback. I'm still thinking of Giselle right now because I want to jerk
witcher,
off.
Witcher. She's a witch, supposedly. Like, she likes
she that. Does wish. Fucking even in Mississippi. She knows what she's doing.
That'd be nice.
You want to stand around outside and smoke a cigarette? And I got...
Ready?
Something big coming.
Break.
I already know where I'd like to go when I have to die. I'd like to fall asleep in a dream of your mind. Drift down your canyons. They're so vast and wild. Neural synapse snapping your back. Flesh, blood, and wine. I feel like I have been around here before. Deja vu, waking up on the bathroom floor. I've seen hell, and I've seen God, and I'm just fine with leaving the both of them behind. Fall asleep in your mind for the rest of eternity. Fall asleep in your mind. I'd like to stay there permanently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.